Welcome to Flick Through Friday, where I, KCMY, give you a movie review on a TV show, movie, documentary, literally anything you watch on a streaming service to cut your time in half and really get down to brass tacks to see whether the movie you're flicking to is worth it or not. Welcome and thank you for coming and listening. Today's episode is going to be on Fantastic Beasts, The Secrets of Dumbledore, currently out in theaters. Once again, I got my buds here. I got Sean and Michael. And of course, once again, Faustino is joining us. Yes.
Yeah, all right.
We're awkwardly doing the shake. Yeah. This is great.
Which I will say right now, I have not seen it because Ezra Miller is going on a fucking rampage. And that is more entertaining than the movie itself, I guarantee you.
I've seen it, all three of them, but I haven't read those two books.
They're not based on books.
There are no books.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
I wish they were.
There's no Fantastic Beasts.
I think we talked about this.
There's a Fantastic Beasts book.
There's a Fantastic Beasts book, but it's like a joke.
It's not a novel.
It's not a novel.
It's a textbook.
Okay, it's a joke textbook.
It's a joke textbook.
But with the Harry and Ron.
Care for Magical Creatures. It's more like a Care for Magical Creatures
textbook. It's a textbook, right?
Right.
By Newt Scamander.
Yeah, who was the main character in these movies?
Yeah,
supposed to be, but isn't it now all about Dumbledore and Grindelwald?
Well, they're both. He's still main character. He's still a central character, but Dumbledore is also important. So Grindelwald is even more important. And they have a completely different actor. It's not Johnny Depp. I thought Johnny Depp in the last movie was more sinister.
Well,
it's been a while, but this guy wasn't really sinister. He wasn't like as evil looking, but then you have to understand.
I like Colin Farrell's more sinister version of Grindelwald than the first one.
But that wasn't really Grindelwald, though. That was him.
Yeah, he was in disguise, for sure.
But that was his disguise, though. But then you see Johnny Depp at the end of it. But anyway, I see the act. Okay.
Yeah, I gotta say this. At least as far as plot's concerned, they're all Grindelwald, right?
Yeah.
So Colin Farrell, Johnny Depp is the true form. Mads Mikkelsen is now the current Grindelwald because he's taking the form. Johnny Depp is taking the form of Mads Mikkelsen right now because Johnny Depp is currently on trial.
Yeah. He was just recasted. It's not a part of the story that he looks different.
Right.
We're supposed to ignore that.
Aren't explained, this is just a new face or potion?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. You think it was?
They don't tell you?
No, they don't.
They don't tell you. It's just a recast.
It's just a recast.
It's literally a recast, and you got to run with that.
It's kind of like that. That happens all the time in movies. They did a part with Dumbledore. They had the same actor for the first two movies.
Well, he died.
And then the third movie, they changed actors completely.
Of course.
Because he died.
Fucking died.
What are you going to do?
Which caused Chris Columbus to leave.
Yeah, that's his name, Christopher Columbus, of course.
I mean, given Christopher Columbus's track record, he can shoot me in the foot if he wants, bro.
Yep.
Like, I think Harry Potter is like literally his golden baby. Everything else is kind of like to shit. Did he direct Pixels? He did direct Pixels. Did he direct Home Alone?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll give him Home Alone.
And Home Alone 2.
We'll give him Home Alone.
That's what it was.
Like he just regurgitated the formula.
So this movie, not directed by Chris Columbus, directed by David Yates.
David Yates for sure. Definitely killing the game.
Five, I think.
How we feeling about the plot? We gotta stick to it.
Plot is kind of nonsense.
Definitely feeling that. Yes.
Is it Rise of Skywalker's levels of terrible?
Yeah, I mean, it's a political thriller, and there's all this politicalness that was never mentioned in any of the books or any of the movies before. We find out there's a leader of the whole wizard community. Like, what? You never told us that this is how it works. You never told us that there's a leader on top of all the governments.
On top of the minister for magic and the president?
Yes. All of the ministers from the countries answer to one leader. And we just find out about this in this movie.
Like, they're basically not their god.
Yes. I want to say yes, because I feel like I'm the only Potterhead in this motherfucker.
No, I know. I like Harry Potter. I've read all the books.
I don't know, man. I'm not saying this.
Is that in the books?
It's not in the books.
Okay.
It's definitely not, and I think that's a whole other issue where I'm like,
I'm not saying I'm a true blue Potterhead, but I think I'm just pretty malleable with the knowledge, and I'm the kind of guy that likes to fill in the blanks. So right. I can offer this.
Okay.
No, it's not in the rest of the books, because I think we're only focusing on the fact that Harry is at school dealing with all of this black shit, right? Which is, when I say black shit, it's really like the Death Eaters, right?
Yeah.
So it's just them like floating around on pillows of clouds and bullshit and all that kind of jazz, and dealing with Voldemort. So we never really have a chance to really explore
Him avoiding Snape.
We don't give a shit about any of the political war outside. Ezra Miller,
you're in the same cosplay in this movie.
Can we,
can we y'all call that?
Which is weird, because I'm feeling like Ezra Miller's character in this, Credence, is like literally giving off like Snape, Severus Snape vibes right now.
People look at the post and they're like, oh, is that Snape? Like, no, it's not Snape. It might Credence. As well be, I guess.
He reminds me of Malfoy, though. How Malfoy didn't want to really be evil, but he was kind of like, you know, forced to.
It's weird. Because I feel like he's like a living Horcrux.
Yeah, well, enough about Ezra Miller's current escapades.
There's that. In the
news.
He's got a cult that's eventually going to kill him, because according to Dumbledore says there's no cure. He said his sister was not cured, but his sister kind of died of. I think his sister was put out of her misery in a way. She was struck with a spell.
What I remember. What I do remember is that Ariana was actually incredibly gifted. She knew how to control it, as opposed to where Credence can't. And the one thing that happened was that some Muggle boys found out that she actually had that ability, right? And Aberforth's words were, I'm probably paraphrasing, they stopped the little shit from doing it. Which is what I pretty much equate to, oh, they raped her to try to stop it.
Damn.
What? Who? The brothers?
No, not the brothers.
The
like,
kids.
The kids. The Muggle kids who didn't know how to handle her being magical. I think their idea of stopping it was raping her.
Oh my God.
Come to that conclusion?
That's Jesus an Christ. Interesting theory for
it's,
this
because
children's
it's,
franchise.
It's literally a... because, like, what happened was, is, like, after that event takes place, she was no longer in control of it. She had a full traumatic experience.
Oh, so that caused it to be an Obscurus?
That's what turned it into an Obscurus. That's what turned it into this out of control thing that she had to, like,
so
go
not,
through
so
the
you're
seizures.
You're not born that way.
You're definitely not. Okay. I think you are to a certain extent, but it's just a matter of the spirit of that person and how they take over. Because Credence was out there cycling around in like bad guy juju, so then his Obscurus is just really black and menacing and it kills things. But I think originally with Ariana's, it was actually really pure and beautiful.
Oh, okay.
So then when she walked into the middle of the fight between Aberforth, Grindelwald, and Albus Dumbledore, she walks in the middle of it, gets hit with a curse, and none of the other three motherfuckers know who hit her. That's why Dumbledore sit out there constantly staring at that picture, because he swears he's the one who killed her.
Yeah, yeah, right. Okay.
So then that's the whole little bit of mix-up shit there.
So wait.
Technically, plot-wise, Harry Potter temporarily went into the politics because they didn't want to really believe that Voldemort had come back. So they went out, fired the old Ministry of Magic, brought in a new one to try and usher in this fake, hey, we're all okay. So basically, we had our Wizard Obama, who got kicked out for Joe Biden, and then Biden gets killed in the wizarding world to be able to take over as Trump.
But that didn't take away focus from the characters, whereas
of
in
course.
This movie, I think it did take
Definitely
away focus from
does.
The characters. We really like Jacob. We all love Jacob.
Right.
But they took that focus away to be, what about this political stuff going on?
They made it about political stuff. They made it about Dumbledore and Grindelwald's relationship. You know, I'm not against it. But I'm also like, it was like a subplot in the first Fantastic Beasts. Right. So I'm just like, I can agree. Like, plot-wise,
Okay,
acting.
Mads Mikkelsen killed it.
And Mads Mikkelsen,
so
he really is.
I feel bad for trying to what's happening to him, but I think it was miscast, and Mads Mikkelsen is such a good actor. He's so subtle, and I think he killed it.
He always kills it as a bad guy. Just, he looks like a crazy
Patronus
ass motherfucker.
And a what's the thing?
Obscurus.
Obscurus. What's the difference
Patronus
between those two?
Like
they seem
positive.
Like the same thing.
Patronus keeps away Dementors.
Okay. A Patronus keeps away Dementors, and it's based on happy thoughts.
Happy thoughts.
All right.
Yeah. All right. Back to acting.
Okay. So back to acting. Actually, we got to go back to acting. Ezra Miller. Really fun to watch Jude Law at work again. Not gonna lie, it's really cool watching him at work. It's lovely watching Eddie Redmayne work too.
Yeah,
he's like an awesome. He's consistent new
with this performance. Yeah, with his how he's doing the character, same as in all three movies. So that's fine. It's what he decided to do with the character, and it's fine. You know, at first I was like, okay, he's autistic on the spectrum, kind of weird, but I got used to it.
That's what I kind of feel like.
He's autistic.
Oh, he's definitely on the spectrum.
I looked that up. I looked it up and I couldn't find anything. So I'm assuming it wasn't.
I don't think Eddie Redmayne himself is autistic, but he doesn't make eye contact, and he's
kind of autistic, I gotta say.
Well, yeah, there's that, and the fact that he prefers the company of animals. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He doesn't like magical creatures. His brother's definitely more social person.
They had good chemistry, I think, those two actors.
They look alike.
That's a really good cast.
Push for the course of Care for Magical Creatures.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And later he was able to keep one of those obscures inside of a magical bubble, I would. Mm-hmm. Like, he's the only person known to do that.
Which is incredibly difficult to do, and I think he only knows that through Ariana.
He cares about like magical things that much to preserve essence like that, instead of just because he really does feel sad for that creature, the chilling that dies,
mm-hmm.
the mother that dies, and he finds out that they're twins, and then he finds out that he bewitched that was really sad.
He bewitched the dead one in a Lazarus pit.
Yes.
There's a Lazarus pit in this movie, you guys.
Oh yeah,
from Batman.
Of course, of course. What the fuck is a Wizarding movie without a Lazarus fucking pit, Sean?
I mean,
you'll see cauldrons. What the fuck did you expect? We got flying motherfuckers. We got flying duck bill things. Why not
a zombie deer?
Why not a zombie fucking deer? Why not?
I mean, we had snakes.
We had snakes that talk. Apparently, yeah. We all forgot. Listen, man. Basilisk. First snake was out here talking, horses? And then the next thing we know, all the other snakes, all they ever fucking do is hiss. And I'm trying to figure out why the fuck aren't the snakes talking anymore. This motherfucker, I remember when Harry went out there and rescued that boa constrictor, and he's like
thanks.
I'm like, well, speak again.
Thank you. Does anyone cast in this time period know how to speak Parseltongue? That's the key.
I think, no.
Yeah, like, Newt doesn't. Grindelwald, does he speak Parseltongue? No.
Definitely not.
I don't think he was related. You gotta be directly related to like the father of Slytherin in order to do that. But the only reason why Harry was able to, because he's an actual Horcrux.
Yeah.
He's actually related to him.
I didn't know he was very distant.
It's
descended from like the three brothers tale, where one went off to like descend of Slytherin. One was like Dumbledore, and the other one was like, I don't know, Hufflepuff.
Or something about like that. Yeah.
Anything else to say about acting?
Anything else? Actually, we got to get off acting. We got to speed through song, music, costuming, and cinematography. Let's go.
Music was great. They brought back the classic score from the original Harry Potter, and I love that coming back.
Of course.
The broom thing where they. What's it called?
Quidditch?
Mm-hmm. Quidditch, yes.
They brought Quidditch back?
They brought that little training they had.
Of course.
I will say this. I am a sucker for 1920s fashion and hats and coats.
Oh, yeah. That part was actually pretty good.
I love that. The woman that had the accent.
Janelle James?
Yes, she was very good. I thought her accent was very good.
Or Jessica. I think it's Jessica James.
She was like, you know, very good, Mr. You know, she was very, like, ladylike, but...
I also have
England,
to...
England. She was very good at that.
I gotta point out, though, it's so refreshing and reassuring to see her in the whole series. Yeah. She's, like, the only... Besides Zoe Kravitz, she's, like, one of the few black people who are wizards in the goddamn wizarding world.
What the fuck? That guy who's, like, the Quidditch announcer, and then I forgot his name, but he's, like, the...
And then Yosef Kama, like, whoa. Yes.
I mean,
thank you.
At this point, just make another sequel series.
Joey
Krause
is the only biracial person in it, period. Like,
I wonder what Kingsley Shacklebolt is. I wonder where his family comes in.
He's like black, but he's British.
He's black. He's African and he like
be black and British. I think
you can
that's
be black African. Yeah, it's black and British. It's pretty fucking common,
it's
Michael.
Common. Common. I'm just saying.
Like, no, what? I know you're just saying, but no, like I get it.
They
like
were the
yes,
the first ones to discover the African continent and take full advantage of it, if you know what I mean.
Of course, we know exactly what you mean.
It's pretty obvious that it was, you know, I mean, there's just not a whole lot of. Everybody else is white. When I'm like working outside, I say, well, there's a few Asians in there, but I mean, you know.
They're kind of mixed in. I get yeah, you. Even, definitely yeah, some Indians. I remember looking at some like.
Cho chick.
Or like Indonesian or East Asian.
Girlfriend.
Oh, Cho Chang.
Cho Chang.
She's Asian, but she's got a British accent.
Yeah.
Michael, well, what she's are you talking about?
She's definitely. Like, listen, man. Britain is to. It's to us is what America is to the rest of the people here. You could be Hispanic and sound white as shit, okay? I think trust the same me, thing goes in Britain. You can be Asian, and you can be black. You can be Indian.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And your shit got...
Doesn't know how countries work.
You got... It's not even how countries work. No, it's actually a really common thing. That does actually happen. A lot of people haven't really, like, gotten it in their heads... They've really gotten it in their fucking heads that, like, if you look a certain way, you can only have a certain accent. Yeah, so, I mean, it's a good thing to kind of point out. And I like I said, I love the diversity. We got the cinematography. Cinematography's, like, knocking out of the game. Any other thoughts before we got to close up?
Costume is great. They're wearing very nice suits.
Love the suits.
Hats. Love the hats.
Love the fucking hats.
I love the... I forgot, what's the comedy guys? The only muggle in there?
Yeah.
I love his
Joe Kowalski.
So funny.
He's awesome.
Like he, the whole wizard, the whole fate wand thing. And
he's come a long way from Pink, from Balls of Fury.
Exactly. I remember Balls of Fury. He's very funny. Yeah. At the beginning, he doesn't want to have anything to do with it. He's like, nope, I've had enough of you people. But he's like, we really need your help.
Yeah.
And, you know, he just wants to get back with so-and-so.
Queenie,
and he,
who's like, who actually kind of kills it a little bit.
Oh, she does.
She definitely does.
Why was he brought back? What does he offer to the group that they?
He's got a whole heart, man. He's got a whole heart.
He's got a heart. He's got a golden nature. Fuck you, Faust.
Fuck you, Faust.
Fuck you.
I'm still not seeing because of Ezra Miller.
That's fair.
Even though he knows he's gonna get his ass kicked.
Like he goes up to him, he's like, "You let her go," and Grindelwald's like, "The fuck, nigga." What do you mean?
The fuck nomad?
The fuck you Muggle? Mean? Muggle says what? You say what? And then all of a sudden he's the one in charge. But yeah, that's
he
it, guys.
I
love that fake wand concept. I'm like, why don't you hand more Muggles that? Like, seriously,
you can do it too. Sorry.
You can do it too.
Is it possible
no core.
For a Muggle to like wave a wand and have it work? Is it possible at all?
It's never been tested, which is the fun part of why I like Fantastic Beasts, and I wonder where they're going with it, is that it's literally asking us all of the questions outside of Harry's world as to what you can do. So apparently, yes, you can, but I wonder, like, I agree with you, like, what would happen if a Muggle got their hands on a core-filled wand? Would the shit just blow up in their fucking hand?
I don't think anything would happen, but you gotta have magic in your blood.
And then I also realized this other thing, too. I was looking it up. Apparently, all of the shit that happened in Harry Potter happened in their time in the 90s, in the 80s. Mm-hmm. So modern times hasn't caught up yet. They had no iPhones coming up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I'm pretty sure that Lyle, you know, the one that Dumbledore uses to catch the light. I'm pretty,
yeah.
You know what my theory is? You know that vial that they use, that Dumbledore uses to like catch
outer.
The light from all the lanterns?
Yeah,
I'm
the
pretty sure
outer.
They can do that to the phones as well. They're charged
what?
And all the data just wiped away.
That would be fucking
that's how you take down the Muggles, man. That's how you take them out.
The fuck is the Wizarding World scared of? Just wave your fucking wand and all of our shit is haywire. Force them to bomb ourselves.
They will bow down to you if you take away the phones.
Right. On the cool.
It's like, no.
Send a nuclear weapon. Nuke flies back on them and then we just contain all of the fucking radiation on their side of the things.
You don't need you to crusade his curse.
Oh my god.
Okay, I think Michael's gotta go.
Oh yeah, we gotta go. Thanks, guys.
Oh my god, thank you so much for spending some time with me on Flick Through Friday. Please let me know if I've been of any help, if I have been any help to you at all. Let me know in the comments on my Instagram and or Facebook. please be unafraid. Shoot me a DM. I am always looking to improve. Once again, I appreciate you making it to the end. You have no idea how much I truly appreciate all of you, each and every one of you. So sincerely, from the bottom of my heart, thank you. And I will talk to you next time on Flick Through Fridays.